is Daim Shahbaz of the Chess Drum. We're in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the HB Global Chess Challenge. The tournament has just come to an end and we're waiting for the closing ceremonies. I have with me Grandmaster Hikaru Nakamura, who is a U.S. chess champion. And first of all, I'd like to ask Hikaru what your views were of the tournament.
Well, in general, the tournament seemed very well run. The organizers, they really seemed to have a good plan, good idea of what they were intending to do, and they more or less executed the plan. I would say that overall, the draw rule with no drawing before 30 moves wasn't necessarily all that successful, because I noticed there were several games. I think Wojciechowicz played one or two games where he drew before move 30. But overall, outside of that, I would say that the tournament it went very smoothly.
About your games, which of the games of yours did you find to be the most exciting, or would you consider the best of your games?
That's interesting, because I played a three-day schedule, so I would say that the best games I played were probably the rapid games which I played, and of course, unfortunately, the quality in those games is not quite as high, but I would have to say probably... The game I played against Elvis probably was one of the better games I played. Of course, the game I played tonight against Perlstein also was pretty good. Outside of those two games, I'd say pretty much all the other games, there were a substantial amount of blunders, substantial amount of errors, and I managed to squeak out a few of those games where I wasn't necessarily winning. And then, you know, I guess what comes around goes around, so in a sense, I got lucky against Gleck in winning a position where I was a little worse, but unfortunately, I guess because of that, I ended up losing to Belyovsky in round six, which of course kind of destroyed the tournament for me, as I was not able to win round seven or eight. And I mean, of course, I won tonight, but I mean, such a strong tournament, it's hard to expect to. I mean, it's very hard to expect to win the tournament, but I did okay.
Okay. Now, in the last round, you played e4, d6, d4, f5. Is that something you've been experimenting with? I know another player calls it the ultra perk. Lionel Davis talks a lot about that. Where did you come up with that idea?
Well, actually, I think my stepfather Sunil, he actually mentioned that there was some guy he played in the 70s. Who used to play this line when he was back in England. So I mean, it sort of just entered my mind, and I think I've looked at it maybe once or twice. I haven't really looked at it, but the reason that I played it tonight against Perlstein is that in the past, actually, I've done very badly against Perlstein. I've drawn a few games and I've actually lost a few games and I've never won. So I figured my strategy playing tonight would be to try and create some sort of unbalanced position. And I figured that this opening would give me a very good chance of that. So that's more or less the reason I played it. And yeah.
Okay. So where does Hikaru go from here?
Well, after this, the next big tournament I'm playing would be the World Open in July, and then after that I'm going to Biel to play in the closed tournament, the double round robin tournament with Gelfand, Volokit, Bauer, Pelletier, and Carlson. So that should be very interesting.
Well, we look forward to some of your more exciting games, including the Queen H5 games. And this Hikaru is known for his blitz prowess. He just came out of a blitz session with Antonio Rogelio, I believe is his name, from the Philippines.
Or the other way around, Rogelio.
Okay. And I also understand that you can play bullet chess with a keyboard. That's what someone told me, but there's one form of bullet chess that you probably can't play, and that's with the large set that was sitting right there, the kind of lawn set. But anyway, hopefully you'll have a safe trip back home, and we look forward to some more exciting chess.
Thank you.
Okay. This is Daim Shahbaz from the Chess Drum, reporting from Minneapolis, Minnesota.